Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Roth.
Hey, you freaks, this is Roth. On the Dollcast, coming to you from SlyDogStudios.org. Oh, what a perfectly wonderful, normal day. Nothing that was extraordinary about it, really. Now, I'm talking about at work. You know, usually I'll get to work and, you know, I'll either bust my rump really hard and get a ton done, or later on in the week, sorry, my throat's kind of scratchy tonight, or later on in the week, I'll, you know, have all the stuff done so I can just kind of sludge through it all. But today was like just that normal pace, listening to my headphones, buffing floors, scrubbing toilets, and it was just nice pace, like I said, you know. Nice pace. So, there was nothing big about work. Liam got his hair cut today. Just a day that isn't even special. But, in terms of dev, oh yeah. Had some good stuff going on today. The kitty's here to see me.
Kitty.
Yeah, the doing some dev on that game today, and I'll tell you what, all kinds of stuff got done. One of the first things that got done was I actually got the controls implemented, because I had mentioned how I got all the sprites pulled in. So now I have the controls working, and you can move your character around, and got the animation going for him as well, which is real basic animation, real simple, but you know, it serves its purpose. It's not a very big character anyway that you're controlling, so it's, you know, it is what it is. But got those two working, and one of the biggest things, when I first woke up this morning, when I went to bed, I planned on, hey, I want to get up and, maybe, you know, get a bite to eat first, sit down, and work on this background collision, you know, work on the background collision. Well, I woke up and just, like, first thing popped in my head was like, okay, you know, screw food right now. Let's just go work on this. So, I did that, went, sat at the computer, opened everything up, all the files, started looking at things and thought about how I wanted to implement it. You know, things I had thought about before. Kind of went over it in my head again while I was looking at things and started typing it all out, coding it. And I built it and bam! Worked right away. The only thing that was wrong was I had my, what was it? My Y position was off by one. I had it set at like, I don't know, hexadecimal 10, and I needed it hexadecimal F. You know, I can't remember. Something like that. And so I fixed that, and it was just bam, done. It was like, just, I was like, yes, it works. Woo! And I also shortened the code down a little bit. And yes, I went pointer to pointer to pointer. So it's like a pyramid of pointers. There's like a pointer, you know, which has two, you know, the low, like a low and a high for the each address. So there's the low and the high of that. And then there's another pointer that has like a couple. And then there's another that has like four, you know, two other pointers that have four. It's just like a pyramid of pointers. It's just the wackiest thing. But it worked. So that that made me feel real good first thing, right when waking up. The map. I started working on the second map. Oh, actually, and somebody messaged me on Twitter and said, you know, you talk about the data entry being a pain in the butt. Why don't you just make a tool to do it, you know, so it'll be a little easier, which I had considered. But at the same time, with, you know, I'll have, it has a total of 12 maps. I think by the time I would get all that done, I will have, it would have taken me just as long just to get something like that set up, because I haven't coded in something like VB.net for a while now, so it would take me quite a bit just to reacquaint myself with different with the syntax and everything. So I'm not gonna worry about it. I'll just enter it all by hand. It won't take too long. It'll just be a pain, you know, and I'll have some errors that I'll have to go in and fix, but whatever. It's no big deal. But I got that second map, got it all in today. That was the last thing I did before I actually went to work. You know, at this point, I was just happy as hell. Very happy. Got all that done. Went to work, had my normal day. And when I got home, I was thinking about, well, while I was at work, I was thinking about where the game had to go next, because I have to make it to where it'll all load in this big loop, you know, with each maze will load in and all that. And I had it originally set up to where just the first level was hard-coded. Well, certain parts of it were hard-coded, like some of it was already set up for the game loop, but certain elements were set up just for the first map. And so I got home and I fixed that up so those elements are now in the loop. And I actually fixed the loop because there is a flaw in it with going from the title screen to the first level. And I had to fix that loop pointer. And so that's all fixed now. So the whole game loop is in there, pretty much. Pretty much. I have to add in a couple of checks on some places. Maybe extend the length of certain loops here or there. You know, like time waiting loops while I'll probably have music play or whatever. So, yeah. So the loops are there, all done. Except for a death loop and a game over loop. I have to get those in there, but that shouldn't be a game over. Like, congratulations loop, you know? Like, you beat the whole game. So that's the only other loops I gotta do. Follow my nose, it always loops. Alright, well, that's all the dev stuff. I don't really have a lot planned to talk about today, so I was thinking about something, though. Okay, I don't know what it was like where any of you that are listening, wherever you lived as children, I don't know what it was like for you, but I had a school that... a lot of people are just trash, you know. And I remember that, like, the hard asses and the white trash, you know, the thugs, like, they always had this thing. Like, they'd hear you talk about Nintendo, and, like, it was like this spontaneous trollish action. Like, if it was on the internet, this would be Troll City. They'd look at you and say, "You play Nintendo, or you like Nintendo?" Like, and you say, "Well, yeah." And then they'd go, "Nerd! Nerd!" Like, you were just a nerd. You were called a nerd back then. You know, so I grew quite used to that. What, kitty? I grew used to that. I even have this one image in my head of this one guy. I can't remember his name. But, you know, I remember he had like sandy blonde hair, kind of. And when he said this one time, he's like, nerd, you know, he did this thing where he juts his head forward, you know, where his face comes a little closer. Nerd. And you're like, ugh, good Lord. Get a life. I don't know what he's doing now. He's probably in prison. You know, probably getting the old heave-ho from Tiny. And here I am, playing my Nintendo. But, so I was thinking about that. And also, at the same time I was thinking about this, I was also thinking about, there's a lot of articles you'll find on the web where they talk about how modern games are really easy. Like, they've gone easy and casual, right? And I wholly believe that. Most newer games are like what people usually say. You know, it's only a matter of time before you get through them. It's a no-brainer. I mean, they are. Newer games are just easier. They'll have harder parts every now and then, but then when your character dies, you're like 10 blocks away from where you just were, you know, like really close. So I was thinking about that in comparison of the nerds, of those people calling us nerds back in the day. Now, back then, games were really, really hard. Like, you know, people always, I had never heard this, but until I got on the internet, but people call it Nintendo hard. You know, that stuff's Nintendo hard. And, you know, it has some truth to it. Although, I gotta say, Sega Master System had some really hard games. That Sega hard would be a good term to get used to, too, if you want to ever dive into Master System gaming. But so, the games back then were really hard, and now they're much easier. And now, there's also this, what they call the casual market. And I've met quite a few of these people who play casually. For instance, when I used to live in the ghetto, and right across the hall from me was this black dude named Pierre. And, man, he was dark, like one of those really midnight black dudes. And he was really cool, though. We used to always drink beer and sit around and shoot the shit. But he, man, he had this thing for playing like Madden games, or there was some basketball series he was really into, and I can't remember what it was. But he would have friends over, and they'd have like this big old thing. They'd be playing the games, and they'd be betting like $20 on a game. I'll beat you, and they'd be like, $20, and they'd throw the money down. And I'm sitting here like, what the hell? And, you know, some of these guys are the same kind of people that back then would have said, you know, you're a nerd for playing Nintendo. And then, you know, when I think about it, how the games are easier, and you see a lot of these people nowadays playing these games that are casual and, like, not difficult at all, it makes me think, you people are bums. You know, like, I can understand, like, the casual gamers that are, you know, just people that might have gamed back in the day, but kind of maybe, I guess, grew out of it, right? And then, like, say the Wii came out, and they're like, oh, yeah, Nintendo, okay, yeah, I remember them. So they buy it, and they have fun with their, I don't know, boom blocks or whatever, you know, whatever. But then there's that subsect of people that just hated anything to do with video games. Either that or they were jealous because they didn't have them or something. I don't know. And so I don't know. There's some sort of equivalent I'm trying to make here between back in the day how games were hard and we were called nerds, and now modern games are easier, and these people who play them now are playing them now. And, you know, I don't know if it's because they couldn't play them back in the day, or if they just, I don't know. I have no clue. But it's just something I was thinking about. It's something I could ramble on about. So it's just something that eats in my head sometimes. Some, you know, just dumb topics like that. Anyway, let's go ahead and give some love to NintendoAge.com. Hey, hey, I bet you collect games. You're at least a gamer, right? I bet you like to rock out with your... Oh, you like to hang out. Okay. All right. Do you like to trade games? If so, go to NintendoAge.com. You can join for free. Membership is free. They have a collection tool of Nintendo and Sega systems, both. It's all of them. All of them. It's every game. And you can list them, manage them, show them off to your friends, show your mom, because I'm sure she'd be delighted. And the admins out there are awesome. Very awesome people. Go to NintendoAge.com. That's all you got to do. Tell them Roth sent you. All right. Well, I hate to say it, compadres, but I think this is going to be it. I don't have much else to talk about tonight. I kind of want to get down there and fiddle a bit more with this game. I'm dying to tell you guys more about it, but I want to hold off. And there's only two people who have even seen it, and that was because they were giving me a bit of assistance during that Sprite Zero Hit thing. So that's it. It's a secret to everybody except three of us. That's it. All right. Well, that's it. We're gonna wrap it up. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.